is a shop. It is the name of Rosh Hashanah. As Rabbi Ruchim used to say a lot, that one of the nakudas of the Yetzirah is that he tries to get people to get caught up inside things and to forget about the Iker. Like when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, people are hunting. Okay, so where are we eating Rosh Hashanah? We're going to Uman, we're not going to Uman, all the, what are we doing Beinas Manim? What are we managing for Sukkis? As the Yetzirah loves to distract and to focus in. Even in the Chalokim of Avodas Hashem, he gets us to hop on like a little Nekuda in Rosh Hashanah and forget the Iker. What are we handling on Rosh Hashanah? Do we make Bakashas? Do we not make Bakashas? And that becomes the Tumah. He takes like small points and he gets you like absorbed in it, that you forget the one of the important things that Yochim says is when you come to Yontif, to think about what's the Iker of the Yontif, what's the Iker Tachlis, what's the Iker point of the Yontif, what am I trying to make out of the Yontif, what does Hashem want me to do in this Yontif? As a father, the Iker of Rosh Hashanah is tshuva. It's the first of the Seres he made tshuva. And that's the Iker Avodas Hayoyim. Rather, the Gemara of the Tshuva is on Yom Kippur. But the Aschol of the Tkufa, the Tchilas Aseres Yimei Tshuva, is Rosh Hashanah. The question is, it's like Bishleim on Yom Kippur, we're doing Tshuva with Al Chet, we're saying on specific Maisim. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we're not even speaking out on Al Chet on specific Maisim. Ma'alocha, you're not allowed to even mention it because the kitchrig is so strong. Just grabbed a little bit to give us the hergish of Rosh Hashanah. The din is so chomer, you can't even mention a chet, even the Torah's vidui, with your mouth, because the kitchrig is so strong. See how careful you have to be on Rosh Hashanah. So what is the tshuva? As what's makubal to learn from many svarim is the tshuva is in the shroshim. Before we fix the meisim, we have to fix the shayrish in us that causes the meisim. And that's what the tshuva on Rosh Hashanah is. And Rabbi Ruchel speaks out, like you find by Ben Zayir Moira, if he's needing al shem seifai, I, Basher Rishal, Hashem doesn't want a person al shem seifai, Zok Rabbi Ruchel, but certain times, the sibis of the averus of the seif are here already. Meaning he's a zaylo, he's a seivei basar, he's a ganev. As he didn't get cut to melastimes abrius, v'horgam, v'chule. But you already see where he's heading, because the siba, the midas are there in him. As on Rosh Hashanah, the avoide is to be misakin the sibis, the shroshim of chatayim that are in a person. If we're misakin the shayrish, then we could come afterwards to go one by one and try to improve in the individual areas. As what's the nakuda, what's the shayrish of what we're coming to improve in Rosh Hashanah? Now, there's different panim in Torah. And Bez Hashem will also see different panim. But today, we want to focus in on the Sfas Emes. And he touches up what the Iker Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is. So we want to go with this gan, it's Mamish Matim with the Shari Tshuva that we're learning in Shah Shishi. Zog the Sfas Emes. The Iker Tshuva on Rosh Hashanah is in the Mesilas Yesharim, the first parak, and the Rabbeinu Yoina and Shara Tshuva, Shah Shishi. They both say a very big Yisrael. They say that the Lashon Messias Yisrael, the Iker Yisrael Achsidus, Yisrael Avodah Tefillah, the Iker Yisrael in Yiddishkeit is to understand what are we doing here in the world? Who am I? What am I here for? And the Ramchal in one place writes that if someone starts thinking about it, it's a little bit of a thought, but it goes so deep into a person and it goes very far. Start thinking, what am I here for? What was I created in the world? What am I supposed to be accomplishing? What does Hashem want from me? That's the Yisoyrach Sidus V'Shayrish Avoyga. It's the one thing the Yetzirah doesn't want us to think. As that's why he distracts us and gives us a million things in life to think about, to worry about, to want. Because he's trying to pull you away from the Iker. That's his one of his main kelim. And there's one day a year we sit down and we say, Zichronos, Hashem's looking over all your ma'aser. He's checking, do you do mitzvahs? Do you do averis? The nidin is not only how many mitzvahs and how many averis. The nidin is what kind of a person are you? How much are you machshav mitzvahs? How much are you scared from your averis? What kind of a person are you? How much do mitzvahs and averis weigh to you? And it's trying to build that feeling inside of us. Is this my ikar tafkid in the world, mitzvahs and averis? Or is it a nice thing to do? Is it something I have to do to keep with the crowd? Or this is my life. This is what's important to me. This is a very important nekuda. And Zot Nisfarsemes, that's the real tshuva. The tshuva is, who am I? What am I? What makes me special? What am I really about? And it's a very important and a penetrating question that Rosh Hashanah is a time we're supposed to sit down and think about it. What's the best thing for me in the world? I want the best for myself. Of course I do. That's every person. Zot the Rambam, where Nevuchim at the end, something very powerful. He says, everyone b'teva wants the best for themselves. Of course you do. As what's the avoid of life to understand that Torah, mitzvahs, dveikus v'Hashem, that's really what's best for you. That's the ikar avoid. That's the moira to the Nevuchim. All the Nevuchim of the world. That's the secret. That's the kunz. To understand what's really good for you, what's really the best for you. The more we understand it, the more we daher it, as the more we live life differently. We dedicate our life differently. As really, Rosh Hashanah is coming to make it clear to us. Ra umar azvu es Hashem. It starts off in Slichas. If you notice by Slichas, what are we doing? We're asking Hashem to be moichel our averus. Why are we talking so much to be moichel averus all the time? Yud Gimel Midas, Rachman, again, again, again. In the beginning, we say be moichel averus, be moichel averus. What are we working so hard to get rid of averus? For us, it's an eye opener. Averus are terrible. Averus are mekatrigim. Averus are mafridos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Averus bring einish. It's an eye opener. We need to get rid of our garbage. We need to get rid of our averus. Like you go walk into some bachrim's diras and they haven't taken out the garbage in like 3 weeks. They haven't done sponge in 6 months. You walk in there, oh, the mamish, to go like this, you can mamish. Averus are garbage. They're terrible to have around. We must get rid of the garbage. That's what we're doing in Slichas. So why are we davening to Hashem? It's up to me to get rid of my garbage. Why do I need Hashem's help? Because you need Hashem's help. As much tshuva as we do, we still need Hashem's help. We're not going to be perfect. We need Hashem's rachmanis to get rid of it. As that Slichas, that's the tefillahs on Rosh Hashanah, to please accept that we want to be better, we want to try to live life differently, and be meichelos for that virus. We're working on changing the shrushim, on being different people. And you know something? If that's the case, we're not working just on not doing one avera, we're working on bo'evim klali, being better people, different people, higher people, as all my averas are going to be less. Because I'm working to be a Ben Aliyah. I'm working to care more about doing mitzvahs. It should bother me more that I'm doing when I do an Aveira. As if that's the kivun, we're really touching into every angle of Yiddishkeit. We're touching into Taryag. As we're not mentioning specific ones, because we're handling in the Shroshim. As that's the Avoida of Rosh Hashanah. The Fizeh, you have a different understanding of what Avodah of Malchus is. The void of Malchus is realizing he is the Melech. He controls everything. And how does he make the decision in everything? Based on Torah and Mitzvahs. If he's the Melech, as it goes, kefi the way he wants.
Yeah.
When you go to a king, you know, if the king tells you, put on a suit, you put on a suit. Because that's what the king of this country wants. As you gotta do it. Basics. And if you don't, you're gonna get thrown out of his palace. Because you didn't walk in with a suit. You're a chutzpinyak. As Hashem has a book of rules. Hashem has a way to treat him. And that's the way he's kriveya what you're going to be. That's the way he's kriveya your asid. You don't want to get Hashem angry and upset. You want to go kfir the rules. As it's very, very important to have what is Kabbalah's Malchus Shamayim. You know, a lot of Bachrim say, I believe Hashem is the Melech. So what am I doing on Rosh Hashanah? I'm getting up there. I have to repeat the same thing in 10 psukim. I'll say Hashem's Melech. I get the point. What do I need to repeat it so many times for? Why do I have to sing it? Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch. I have to sing it 26 times. I get the point. Baruch Hashem and Beis Yeshaya, they do it with a song. At least it's interesting. Why? Why? That's because Avada, you know in your head, Hashem is Melech. But do you feel in your heart that you're Tully in him? Do you feel in your heart, deep down inside, it really makes a difference how much you learn? How many hours you learn? Your Bidul Torah makes a difference? Do you feel deep down in your heart, your Aveiros are conveying your future, your Mitzvahs are conveying your future? That's an Avoida Shlema. There is one time a year where you could be mashpia in this area more than any else other time in the year, Rosh Hashanah. That's the time we could build this feeling, it's Misugalakach. You could build this feeling inside of you, much, much deeper than any time of the year. That's the avoida of the Amiris Malchius. To build the Shoirish of Yiddishkeit, Hashem Melech. To really live with it, to really connect to it, to really feel it. Yes, I have to say 10 psukim of Malchus, because every pasuk of Malchus, I'm thinking Hashem is running the world. Hashem is taking care of me. Everything I have is from Hashem. It goes in differently. It's misugal to go in differently. Zok Rabbi Yeruchim, very powerful. The Rach in Rosh Hashanah says, Imru lefanai Malchus, our gears is kidei shetam michuni aleicha. As they have a beautiful pirish that came out from someone in America, Avoidus HaTfila. As he says, Imru lefanai Malchus kidei shetam michuni aleicha means that you should be mekabel o Malchus Shamayim to do Torah mitzvahs when you're saying Malchus. That's the way he says it over. Rabbi Ruchin is medayik the Rach in Rosh Hashanah, that he takes out the word Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleich. And you could rather learn that Slipshat, even Kidei Shetam Lichuni, when the Rach that takes it out, it's clear. He says, Imru Lefanai Malchus Shetam Lichuni Aleich. Not Kidei, it's not to do something else. The Etzem Amiris Malchus is Tam Lichuni Aleich. Zot Rabbi Ruchem, saying Hashem is the Melech, not just saying it with your mouth, feeling it with your heart, that is the avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Yizeicha lekol habrachas. Yizeicha lekol hayeshuos. If Chazal held that the ikar is to be mekabel ol Malchus Shamayim, Chazal should have made a takana to be mekabel ol Malchus Shamayim. Chazal made a takana to say Malchus. Muach saying Malchus is the shayrish of everything. You just have to know how to say it. Havdil Elvei Alofim, a marshal. You know, you have someone that gets up and he's a chazan. If he doesn't know how to sing, it's oiv avoyit, it's chazanis. It's going to be a terrible davening. If you don't know how to daven, oiv avoyit yitrila. It's a waste of time. It's like a chazan that doesn't have a good voice, he doesn't know how to sing. It's felt in the tefillah. A Tzuah Din, if you don't know what the Tefillah is coming to do, what you're coming to build, it won't accomplish what it's supposed to. You'll miss out. Chavoy, let's be mischazik together and try to focus in on the main day of Rosh Hashanah. What we're coming to do is to understand why we're here in the world, who we are. And the number one way of understanding it is Malchus and Zechariah. Understanding Hashem put us here for a purpose that we should be zeichet the tremendous char in Olam Haba. And Hashem gives us a oinish if we don't live this way. It's not like, you know, this is Midas Chasidus. Okay, we have a new Mifsa in Yeshiva. If you do the Mifsa, you gain money. If you don't do the Mifsa, you're okay too. As Hashem does Mifsa'im with us. If you do mitzvahs, you get schar in Olam Haba. No. Hashem is not Mifsa'im. Hashem is not doing deals with us. This is Balabai's Doich. Hashem is saying, you got to do it. If you don't do it, there is a price. Very serious. And what is it? I have to think. I want good for myself. What does good mean? How am I going to be zeichet to have good? A lot of Torah, a lot of mitzvahs. To build that feeling inside. And when do I start feeling it? My whole year is tali in it. My whole life is tali in it. My whole future is tali in it. The more you connect to that feeling, the more Rosh Hashanah will make you into a different person. You're laying the seeds of change inside of you. Who are you? What are you? Is becoming something else. Because a person is a shifas, what he's shayif to be. And when you change your shifas, you're changing who you are and what you are. As that's the avoida of Rosh Hashanah, to change our shifas in life. And it's an avoida. It's not easy. But if we try and we put our hearts to it, the siyata d'shmaya is niflo. You can come out with much better shifas, being a much better person. Zokt, the Psikta Zutra saw in Parashas Pinchas. By every other carbon, it says, V'kraftem Oyla. By Rosh Hashanah, it says, V'asisem Oyla. Shrekta Psikta Zutra. Why does it change the lashon? Emphat the Psikta, because on Rosh Hashanah, the avoda is to make yourself into a new person. V'asisem! V'asisem Oyla. Make yourself into Ayla, someone who's higher, on a higher level of connection to Hashem. Ubizeh anuzeichim madim. Zok de psikta. Tiku b'choydesh shayfer. B'chesel yoyim chagein. Pasuk in Tehillim. What is the avoid of shayfers? Tiku b'choydesh to be mechadesh atzmeicha. How? Ayidei shayfer, shifru masecha. And then you'll be zeicha b'din on Rosh Hashanah. As the idea of Rosh Hashanah is to come out a new person, to be naseh beria chadasha. Now, what does it mean, a new person? It doesn't mean you have to be Reb Chaim Kanievsky after Rosh Hashanah. But you grew as a person. You changed as a person. You have a deeper connection to Hashem. Reb Simcha Zisel said a volley of mashal to this. It says Avram was Megayir the Anoshim. Sarah was Megayir the Anoshim. That's what it's Nefashos Asher Asu Bacharen. Rashi at the end of Parshas Vayah. Pasuk says Nefashos Asu Bacharen. Zok Rashi, he was Megayir the Anoshim, Megayir the Anoshim. Frank Reb Simcha Zisel, what does it mean he made them? He didn't make them, he was Megayir them. What does it mean he made them? You can't make people. You can only make artificial intelligence. You can't make real people. What does it mean to make them? Zokrib Simcha Zisel, because he enhanced their Torah mitzvahs, it's ki'ilu he made them bichadash. They're different people. That's the avoda of tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, Zokrib Simcha Zisel. Vasisem, to make yourself. Now, we're Yidden, we don't have to be Miskaya. But every Kabbalah we make, every time we want to be better, we want to try to do things on a higher level, that in itself is creating a new me, a higher me, a more special me. That's our avoda on Rosh Hashanah. To make a change, to be a better person. And what is the person? The shifus. That's the first thing. My connection, my understanding of what Hashem means to me, and my dedication to Hashem. Those are the two things we spoke about working on. Aleph, what Hashem is for me, everything in my life. I can't without Him. And therefore, I'm more dedicated to Him. There's once a bacher who had a nebuchadnezzar stutter, and one time he opened up and he said, "I'm so upset at Hashem. How did Hashem make me with a stutter? All my life I've been embarrassed, humiliated." Now this guy is a little bit of a Baal Madrega because at least he knows where it's coming from. But what was the problem? His Madrega brought him to a Yerida. Meaning, I realize everything in the world is Hashem, so I'm so upset at Hashem. Why did Hashem make me this way? You know, I tried telling him, we also, every person has his challenges, his things he wishes he would make different. I have a lot of things also that I wish Hashem would have given me different matzavim in life. Life is, everyone is. Like, a lot of times when you have a sara, you feel you have the worst sara in the world. If you stutter, you feel you have the biggest problem in the world. No one else has problems. I'm trying to tell. I feel bad for you. It is a problem. But other people have problems too. As he looks at me, and he said, "So Rebbe, when you have your issues, do you get upset at Hashem too?" It's an honest question. Good conversation. It's really, so you get upset at him, right? Because Hashem did it to you, right? I looked at him, I said, "I can't afford to get upset at Hashem. He's the only one that could help me every time." Finally, I got the guy. He was crying. At least he smiled, but it went in. And he changed. It was very, very powerful. Hashem put the words in the mouth, but it's very powerful. When you understand, Hashem gave me everything. He's the only one that could help me. It's a different world. You're not getting upset at Hashem. As that's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, understanding every good moment you had in your life is from Hashem. Every good feeling you had in your life is from Hashem. Yeah, there's not good moments too. We have Nisyonos, we have Einshin. Yes, but Gamzu L'Toivah. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, to build our connection with Hashem. He's the Melech. He's not the Melech of England. He's not a figurehead that just walks around with a crown and they pay millions of dollars to coronate him. No. He's not the Melech of England who's just a figurehead. He's a Melech that everything in the world is from him. Very, very important. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. And the more we connect with this, the more this is going to change us. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is tshuva of klali, of understanding what you're here in life. You're here because Hashem made you, and for a reason, and how you can make the most out of life. As we're coming to be koveya, what our tafkid and our shifa in life is, to be oivet Hashem, because He's the best, and I want to connect with Him. I want to be on Hashem's team. Alhamdulillah, I love you. Some people, I want to be in that army. They're a good army. I want to be in that team. They always win. I want to be in Chelek Hashem, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoi. He's the side I want to be on. I want to be Shaykh to Him. He's the one that's going to be Zeicha La'al La'evel, B'kol Adargis. As that's what we're saying on Rosh Hashanah. He's my Melech. Havdil Elfi Alofim, in rubber English, he's my man. Ani Ledoidi. I'm his. That's what Rosh Hashanah is about. Hashem Yazov, we should really take it to heart, this Rosh Hashanah. Build the feelings inside of us. And you'll see afterwards, you'll be a different person. It'll be easier for you to learn. You'll be more connected to Torah mitzvahs. You'll be more scared to do an aveira. You'll be more careful. It's mamish planting beautiful seeds that could change a life. As Hashem Yahza, we should take the words to heart. And we should be nishba from the tefillahs. We should say the tefillahs kirai, and it should implant in us the koiches that we should be nasa a barrier chadash, a beautiful barrier. And we should go up at a darga, this Rosh Hashanah. We should all grow and shine together to be Balei Aliyah to the next level. Every year, another level in the beautiful binyan of who you are. Bezah Hashem, everyone should be Zeicha, Tamashama Toivah.